In the early 1990s, after I'd been a wildlife rehabber for several years, I started working on my ill-fated PhD program under one of my heroes, Dr. Gary Duke, the founder of the Raptor Center. One old For the Birds program explains why I was puzzled about nighthawks and how that led to my going back to grad school. Here's the updated transcript. When most people ask me about birds, they first apologize, believing I'll think their questions are stupid. But the stupidest question I ever came up with turned out to have a pretty interesting answer. The day I got my first injured nighthawk to take care of, I discovered that he produced two completely different kinds of droppings. Most of the time, they were like normal bird droppings, brown fecal matter with white uric acid excreted from the kidneys. But once a day, he produced a yucky, smelly brown liquid that looked like diarrhea, which didn't jibe with anything I'd seen in other birds. I thought he had some sort of intestinal illness or injury, but after I'd cared for several nighthawks, I came to realize that the two different dropping types are typical of the species. The more I handled these handsome, gentle-spirited birds, the more I wanted to learn about them, and it slowly dawned on me that nobody else knew anything about their unique digestion either. Injured nighthawks that can't feed by catching insects on the wing are difficult for people to keep alive in captivity because they must be hand-fed many times a day, so it was hard to find anyone who had observed what I saw. Then I decided I was approaching the question from the wrong direction, and I started reading general ornithology textbook chapters about bird digestion. That's when I learned that some birds have structures called ceca. Ostriches, chickens, ruffed grouse, and some other birds have very well-developed ceca. The descriptions of a chicken's cecal droppings matched exactly what I saw in my nighthawks. So what I first needed to confirm was whether nighthawks also have well-developed ceca, which seemed like the kind of basic question I could surely find an answer to somewhere. I went to the UMD library and found a book by Bedard, published in 1898, titled The Structure and Classification of Birds. It turns out that early ornithologists used the ceca as one of the primary pieces of evidence in originally establishing the taxonomic order of birds. After confirming that nighthawks do indeed have ceca, my next question became, why? In ruffed grouse, the ceca grow huge in late fall and early winter as the birds eat more and more aspen buds. Their smelly cecal droppings are the result of bacteria that produce an enzyme, cellulase, that breaks down the cellulose in woody tissue, allowing the grouse to get nutrition from that winter diet. As grouse switch to insects and softer foods in spring, the ceca atrophy. The diet of nighthawks is 100% insect without a speck of cellulose to be found, but suddenly I realized that nighthawks do eat something equally indigestible in the hard wing covers of beetles, chitin. I wondered if, in fact, the bacteria in nighthawk ceca produce chitinase to break that down. So I called one of the world authorities on bird digestion, Gary Duke at the University of Minnesota, and asked him. Gary hadn't thought about it at all, but he got excited by my simply framing the question, and right there on the phone, he asked me to figure out the answer with him as his PhD student. I was going to be his first PhD student ever to do all my research without sacrificing a single bird. We'd work out ways of figuring it all out without hurting anyone. I had to work slowly because my children were still little. We pretty much confirmed my guess, but also that Nighthawks seek a serve and osmoregulation function too. But I wasn't close to finishing before Gary developed early Alzheimer's disease. I was heartbroken losing him, but not so very sad about my PhD. All I really wanted anyway was the answer to my stupid question about smelly nighthawk droppings. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.